the sugya of Kiikach Velo Kitikach is our first sugya. So let's start. So the Gemara, right, on Dalam and Beis, that's where we started, says that maybe we can learn V'yatachinim Ekazav Ketitas Kiddush, Ketzav Kiddush itself. Not Kiikach Kiikach, but V'yatachinim Ekazav. And so the Gemara says, so why do we need Kiikach Kiikach? And the Gemara answer is because if I would have just had V'yatachinim Ekazav, I would have thought that she's able to do the kiddushin. And we asked, what is that havmin of the Gemara? That she, we would have thought without Kiikach Kiikach that she could have done the kiddushin. So Rashi said that havamina, right? Because of Rachmana v'yatachinim havamina hecha diyav ihi l'diday v'kidashu havu kiddushay. So Rashi thinks the havamina of that question is that she does both. She does an amira and she does the kiddushin. She gives him the kasef. She does both amira and nesina, right? Nas nehiv amr he. So just side point, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi says that she says to him, will you be Mekudash to me? And Tosfos points out, number one, that doesn't make any sense. Because the whole idea of Kiddushin is that you are Miyuchedes to that person, right? So when you say to a woman, let's say to Nechama, right? Oh, well, Harem Kiddushin, so she cannot marry anyone else now. But for a man can marry other people, a man can marry other girls. So what does it mean? Just the Lashon itself doesn't make any sense. Tosfos' other question on Rashi is that he says the money belongs to the Av, right? We've learned V'yatachinim eight kesef adon zeh, aval yesh kesef adon acher. We had that right earlier on Dalam Amud Beis, that the kesef goes to the father. So if the woman gives the money to the man, then the father loses out on his kesef. How's that fair? So Tosfos' question on Rashi again. Rashi said that the havamina of the Gemara was that kiikach kiikach, that the woman could do both the amira and the nesina. So for question number one that Tosfos asked on Rashi, which is how could she do an amira? He cannot be Mekudeshes. So Tosfos says, we answered live dakwa that Rashi meant that he will be Mekudeshes to her. Rather, she says to him, I will be Mekudeshes to you with this money. Okay? So Tosfos' second question was, okay, but how do you explain the fact that the father should get the money? So we answered that that's a pasha, right? Further to say Tosfos' pshat. Tosfos' pshat was that she says, right, so Tosfos adds that she says, I will be Mekudeshes to you. And he, I'll be gracious to you, and he does the Nesina. Right? So Rashi and Tosfos argue about whether she does the Nesina also. Tosfos says that he does the Nesina, and she does the Amira. Rashi says, Nas nehiv amrihi. Right? So again, how do we answer for Rashi with Tosfos? How do we answer for Tosfos, or for Rashi based on Tosfos' questions? So answer number one was the Tosfos V'Razakin. And he says, Rav Dafka, that the father always has to get the money. The only time that the father gets the kesef of Kiddushin of his daughter is when the Baal gives the money to the girl. However, any other situation, like the one that we have here, where the daughter gives the money to the Baal, the father doesn't have shaykhus to it, the father doesn't get that money. Why should the father get that money? In kesef adon zeh, that svara only applies in one situation, and that situation is where the husband gives the money to the daughter. But any other situation, like ours, so then there's no problem. And that's how Rashi would answer. That no, Tosfos, the father does not get the money, you're wrong. Right? Tosfos assumes that the father gets the money, this assumption is incorrect. Second answer is immediately in the Ritva, and they say that if you take the drasha literally, V'yatachinam Ekazav, Ekazav Adon Zeh, Lagi Yishkazav Adon Acher, so there is an Adon Acher, right? Who's the Adon Acher here? Not the father, but the Baal. So, you could, meaning we just assume that that Adon Acher means Av, but it could also just mean Baal. So in our case, it could mean Baal also. So the Baal does get the money. So you take this far literally, the Baal is acquiring her. He also gets her money. Then the third answer is the Meiri, which is a bit chiddush, which is very difficult. And the Meiri says that the daughter, in this case, the daughter gives the money to the Baal, and the Baal gives it to the father. So it really ends up, so meaning we answer Joseph's question saying, you're right, he should get it. Guess what? He does get it. The Baal actually turns around and gives the money to the father. Now the Ritva asked on this and said, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Because what's the reason that the only reason that the father gets the money in the first place from the daughter is because he's zokah on her, right? That was a Gemara thing on Dalam and Aleph, that gets his cousin his daughter, he's zokah, he owns her, whatever. So he gets her money. But he doesn't have a zechus in his father-in-law, in his son-in-law. It might be a zechus that his son-in-law married his daughter, but it's not. He doesn't have a zechus in the son-in-law. So it doesn't make any sense. Fine. Then we left it as a talking. But either way, we have Rashi. Tosfos was right. Very important to know both their opinions of the Havmiyam. But then the Pnei Yeshua asked a much sharper question on Rashi, because Tosfos' questions were just like technical questions that we answered because we just said, Tosfos, your assumptions are wrong. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, there's a fundamental problem with Rashi's pshat. The way that kinyanim work is that there's a makna and there's a kona. The kona is the one who is acquiring something, and the makna is the one who is something is being acquired. So, for example, a slave. So Reuben wants to buy Shimon as a slave. So Reuben pays Shimon, right? Reuben is the kona, Shimon's the makna. So comes the Pnei Yeshua and says that that's the only way kinyan can work. It has to be that the kona is paying the makna. And yet, right, according to Rashi, what's happening? The woman is doing the nesina, meaning she's giving the husband kesef. But wait, the woman's the machina. The woman's the one being acquired. So it doesn't make any sense. The husband is acquiring her, and he's getting money? That's just not how Kenyan works. So Perashu asks on Rashi, if the, how could the husband of the Gemara, according to you, been that she doesn't see now, she has to be the one who gets the kesef, not the husband getting the kesef. Doesn't make any sense. Right? This is a very important question. Perashu's question. So we give the answer. So the machina gave two answers. Now it's confusing because machina here is the name of I think, the acharon, but it's also the term for the person acquiring. So the machina gives the following answer. He says kiddushin is different because the havi of the Gemara was that there is no kona, there is no machna in this Gemara. Why? Why would there be no kona machna by kiddushin? So this brings us back to our early days. Some of you weren't here for that, but this brings us back to one of our first shiurim, which is that maybe there is no kinyan a haguf by kiddushin. Right? We had Rashi says ishan nikas the baila. There's no machlokes about maybe it's just the Ron said it's the Indian baila. Ishan nikas the Indian baila. It's just a chalosah. So there's no kinyan. So if there's no kinyan by kiddushin, so then the question falls away, right? Perashu's question was, oh, isn't there a kona and a machna here? How could it be that she's paying him? She's the machna, he's the kona. Comes to the machna and answer number one, it says, you got it all wrong. There is no kona or machna by kiddushin. That's answer one of the machna. And by the way, we'll go to answer two, then we'll go to the Havmin Maskana of the Gemara. Answer number two of the machna, which is a little bit more technical, is just that the Havmin of the Gemara was served from Giron Kesef. When he loses, and just like by Giron Kesef, she can actually do the Nesina. She gives him the money because he's losing her. So too by Kiddushin, she can give the money also. And then we say, Kamal Shulan, no, the man needs to do it. Cannot compare to Giron Kesef. Fine. So the machna's first answer again was that maybe it's not a chalos. Maybe we thought Kiddushin was just a chalos. This is Kamal Shulan. Now, what is that Kamal Shulan? So one way to read the Kamash Malan is a full uprooting, right? Kamash Malan, no. Kiddushin is a kinyan aguf, and therefore you need the man to be doing both the Nesina and the Amira. That's a Kamash Malan. However, the other way to read the Kamash Malan is not a full uprooting, just like you had it a little bit wrong, that even though it's a chalos isra, still the man needs to do it because of kiyikah. All right? Clear? So just the chazer. The Gemara's Havamina, according to Rashi, is both Nesina and Amira. Again, we touched up what that Amira is, but the Nesina and Amira, the woman does both. Tosfos says, no, the woman can't do the Nesina, rather the woman just does the Amira. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. The Panero Shua asked that it doesn't, that this, the Rashi's case doesn't make sense. We didn't kinyan him, because the Machna and the Kona should be the one giving money to the Machna, and in this case, it's vice versa. And we gave two answers from the Machna. Number one is that it's a Chalos, it's Kiddush, it's a Chalos, so there is no Machna Kona. And number two is that, and that's number two, is that maybe we can learn from Giron Kesef. Kamar Shalom, we cannot learn from Giron Kesef. Fine, the Havamina Maskana of the Gemara is Havamina Chalos Isser, Maskana either Kinan Haguf, or Maskana Chalos Isser, but still needed. Alright? That's the first sugya. Alright? Then Kitikach, Kiikach, Velo Kitikach, Tosos asks a very good question, which is, okay, great, so I need Kiikach Isha to teach me not Kitikach. But one second, why do I need Kiikach from Seyefron? I already know that it should be the man, right? From just Kiikach itself. I don't need the second puzzle from Seyefron of Kiikach. So that's Tosos' question. And Tosos gives an answer, answer number one, that he said, I would have thought that Kiikach only applies to Bia, Kamash Shalat, I have the Xero Shabbat. Kiikach teach me applies to Kesef as well. So we have two questions on that. Question number one is, why do we only assume Bia, not Kesef? What scenario would you say, oh, the Pasuk Kiikach must only apply to Bia? Yes, it says Uval afterwards, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it can only apply to Bia. And question number two is, where does Shtar fit into this? Right? Does Tosos say that we would have originally thought Shtar, or we only learned Shtar after we have Kiikach? So then we have the Tosos Rosh and the Kabbalah. So we have the Tosos Rosh and the Talmud of Rashba. By the way, if anyone has any questions or wants to slow me down, please let me know. The question on Tosos is, number one, why do we only assume Bia? So the question of Tosos again, thank you, is once we have Kiikach Isha as Ish, and we say in the Gemara that we're only learning it to exclude a woman from doing the Maisa Nesina, the Maisa Amira, and the Amira, so then why do I need Kiikach from Seyefron? I need one Kiikach, why do I need the second one from Seyefron? Right, clear? Okay, so we answer, so then we said on that, so Tosos answer is because I would have just thought Bia from just Kiikach. So then we said, number one, why would you only assume Bia? Number two, where does Shtar fit in? So we have the Tosos Rashba, the Talmud of Rashba. Right, Tosos Rashba, Talmud of Rashba say that I would have thought Bia and Shtar had I just had Kiikach. Why? So the Talmud of Rashba says, because there's an Asina Chashuva by Kesef, there's an Asina Chashuva with Hana. Why? Because by Kesef, the Baal is doing a very clear Asina, and there's Hana there, she gets Hana from the money. But by a Shtar, it can be written on Isur Hana. So even though there's a Nesina, it's not a Nesina Chashuva because there's nothing there. There's no Hanav. So he's basically giving her nothing. He's giving her Isur Hanav. Shtar Kiddush can be written on Isur Hanav. So he's giving her nothing. So it's not a Nesina Chashuva. and B also, there's no nesina. Even though there's hana from the bia, there's no nesina chashuva because he's not giving her anything. It's a given. They're like, whatever. They're doing it together. There's no actual nesina. So comes the Talmud Rashi and says, therefore, he explains the Torah almost. Therefore, I would have assumed that since kesef has a nesina chashuva on its own, so I don't care about the amira. But by bia and by shtar, where there isn't really a nesina chashuva, there are men of thought I need an amira. Comes kicha kicha teaches me otherwise. So we asked, what exactly is the Talmud Rashi saying? So the Atzmas Yosef explains, and the Atzmas Yosef says, basically what I kind of confused the Talmud, I explained a little bit of the Talmud Rashi, but he says, that's about that the way that we decided to see the Chashuva is determined by the Hana, right? That you need, in order to have Nisina Chashuva, you need to have a Nisina, and there needs to be something worth a Shavah Pruta. And since by a Shtar, it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, it could not be worth a Shavah Pruta, and by Bia, there's no Nisina, it doesn't work. So I said I jumped the gun a little bit. The Talmud Rashi just says you would have thought Bia and Shtar because there's no Nesina Chashuva. But that's the Talmud Rashi. The Atzmas Yosef jumps in and says the rest. That because Shtar could be Isurei Hana, there's no Hana. So there's no Nesina Chashuva. Fine. Then we gave the Chazon Ish, who said a different, again, it's a little confusing because the Chazon Ish doesn't say exactly what the Talmud Rashi, he just explains what Nesina Chashuva is. So the Chazon Ish says, since the man is giving the Kesef, so you would have thought that even though she is the Amira, we know who's doing the main Maisa. He's doing the main Maisa, he's doing the Nesina, so we don't care. But by Bia, so they're doing it together. If someone, Chaz Hashem, if someone were to watch, so they don't know who's doing the Nesina, who's doing the Kabbalah. They're both being Mesazik in Bia, in the midst of Puru Ru, they're both being Mesazik together. So it's unclear who's doing what. So there you would say, I need an Amira. The Amira clarifies who's doing the Nesina. So where is Sharfit in according to this? Where is Sharfit in? Sharfit in with Kesef, because both Kesef and Shtar have a very clear Nesina. Who's being the Nosein? The man. But by Bia, we're not sure. So you would have thought, says the Tosfos, so says the Chazon Ish, explaining the Talmud Rashi, possibly explaining the Tosfos, you would have thought, if I would have just had one Pasuk of Kiikach, that only Pasuk Bia, well, there's no Nesina Chashuva. We don't know who's doing the Nesina, they're both doing it together. So we need an Amira. Comes Kiikach and says, no, even by Kesef, even by Shtar, where there is a Nesina Chashuva, we still need him. And the Nafka Mina between the Chazon Ish and the Atzmas Yosef is just, if you have an Nesina Chashuva without Hana, which could be a star on the Isurei Hana, so would it work, right? I mean, we see that they put star in different places, right? The Nafka Mina, if I were asked what the Nafka Mina is, I would write, the Nafka Mina between the Chazon Ish and the Atzmas Yosef is an Nesina Chashuva without Hana. Now, I'm saying to you guys, a possible case of that could be a star. Now, the Atzmas Yosef would say, if you have an Nesina Chashuva but there's no Hana, then that's not an Nesina Chashuva, doesn't work, right? Like it's like star, like that's Atzmas Yosef. Chazon Ish would say, no. If I'm in a Nesina Chashuva, I don't care about Hana. I only care if I know who's giving it. If I know who's giving it, then I'm good. All right. So just the Chazir quickly. So Tosos asked, if we did the if we have Kikach Ish Isha, why do I need Kikach Ish Mesei Ephron? And he answers, Tosos answers to that question. He says, because I would have thought I only needed by Bia. I only need an Amira by Bia. Kamash Shalom Kikach Ish, I need it by Star by Kesef as well. All right. Then the Talmud Rashi added that we would have also thought Star and Bia is all you need because they both have an Nesina Chashuva. Comes out and says and explains what is that Nesina Chashuva? It's Nesina plus Hana. You need to be able to give Hana. By Shtar, you're not giving Hana. Maybe you're not giving Nesina. But because of your books, or because of you would have thought you don't need it. Then we have the Chazon Ish explains, no. Nesina Chashuva literally just means who is the one who's very obviously giving something? And we answer that that's the Baal. But by Bia, we don't know who's who because they're both being Masasik together, so we would need him to do an Amir. The Nafka Mina between the two of them, Chazon Ish and Atzmas Yosef is, let's say you have a case where you're giving a Nesina Chashuva, he's very clearly the one giving it, but there's no Hana. So does that work? Atzmas Yosef would say, no, it doesn't work, you don't have an Hana. Chazon Ish would say, yes, of course it works, you have an Hana. Alright, again, this brought us back to why we need a mirror in the first place, so we brought back maybe a mirror as a fundamental part, but Gashmur, Dan Salinta, etc. Fine. Okay, now we get to our next sugya, which is Kinyan, Ibum, Ve'isri, Yavama, Lashuk, right? So the Gemara tried to bring a Kavah Chomer to learn out Kesef, right? We don't know Kesef for Kiddushin, so how can we learn it out? So the Gemara says, yes, we have the Pasuk Uval, sorry. How do we learn Bia? I'm sorry. We know Kesef, right? Now we've established Kesef, either from Ein Kesef Anunzeh or from Kikha Kikha. But how do we know Bia? How do we know Bia works? So the Gemara says, you have the Pasuk Ubala. The Gemara says, but wait, I don't need Ubala. I have a Kavah Chomer. So, parenthetically, I'm not really sure why a Kavah Chomer is better than when you have a literally explicit Pasuk. I'm not exactly sure. Fine. Anyhow, out of the parentheses. So the Gemara says, I have a Kavah Chomer. Just like by Bia, which works with, just like by, sorry, Yibum, which works with Bia, but not with Kesef, meaning that Kesef is harder to do, but Bia is more. Sorry. Let's start again. The Gemara says, I have a Kavah Chomer. Just like by Yibum, where I can use Bia, but I can't use Kesef, that mean that if you're able to use kesef, of course you could use bia because kesef's on a higher level, because you can only use kesef, I can only use bia, not kesef. So then by kiddushin, where we already know I can do kesef, of course I can use bia. Because again, if by yibum we see that kesef's on a higher level, once I can do kesef by kiddushin, which I know I can, then of course I could do bia. Clear? Right? That's a kavachomer. Comes the Gemara and says, no, because Yavama is a kuka. Yavama is something, whatever, I forgot the exact lashon, that Yavama is a kuka. Now what does that mean exactly? So we'll explain. Tosos asks, just add to the kavachomer, right? Why don't you just add Yavama's kuka and say, and add to the kavachomer, that if a woman who is already close to the man, she already has a kuka to him, and they're able to do bia but not kesef, so kesef must be really strong, and so that for a woman who has no connection to him, if she could do kesef, of course she could do bia, never partial. So Tosos says, add this answer of Zekuka, add it to the Kavachomer. Then the answer is no. Because what does Zekuka mean? So we have Machlokes Ri and Rabbi Elazar Mishanza, right? And that is, the Ri says, Zekuka teaches us that Yibam is special and that we want them to get married, right? Why? L'hakim Hashem L'achid, right? The whole point of Yibam in the first place is that the dead husband, Reuben, let's say, should not go childless, right? And Machlokes, by how it works, maybe the Shama stays in this world till he has kids. But either way, so Bia, what's the best way to get a woman pregnant? Or the only way, as of now, that I know of, is Bia. So if we want, the whole point of Yibam is to get her to get pregnant, to have more kids, through the brother, through the dead husband. So then, what better way than doing Bia? So says the Ri, what does Zekuka, Yavama Zekuka mean? Yavama Zekuka Yavam mean? It means that we want them to do Bia. Not that Bia is more machmer, less machmer than Kesef, but just a completely different realm. It's just a special case, because we both want them to do the Bia, because we want her to get pregnant. Lachim, shame, lachim. Right? Oof. Okay, clear so far? Yeah. Then we have Rav Elazar Mishanza, right? Very famous author, Tosos author, I guess. I've never seen him, but he's come up here. Rav Elazar Mishanza says that Zekuka teaches us that Bia of Yibam is fundamentally different than Bia of Kiddushin. Right? Zekuka of Yibam means it's fundamentally different, so you can't even compare the two. Why? Because the Bia of Yibam finishes the Kiddushin of the dead brother. So there are two assumptions, right? Is that clear, by the way? That what does it mean, Yavam is Zekuka? That fundamentally different. The Bia of Kiddushin and the Bia of Yibam are completely different. Don't even try to compare the two. So you brought a Kavachomer. It's a bad Kavachomer because they're not comparable. So we said that Rabbi Elazar Mishanza makes two assumptions. Number one is that Yibam is fundamentally different than Kiddushin. Maybe it's not. Maybe Yibam and Kiddushin are the same. And number two, the Kiddushin of the dead brother aren't Paka. They're not gone yet, right? And we saw that both of these are actually Machlokesim. We won't go into them. So it be eaten now, but just that the fact that Yibam is fundamentally different than Kiddushin is not so partial, right? So we had a Gemara in Yibamos that if you do Maimer Bakarcha, so we said it doesn't work. We had a Gemara in Yibamos that points out differences, between Yibam and Kiddushin, and we said that Bakarcha is one of them and Bia is the other one, so it's possible to say that Kiddushin and Yibam are the same, but there are two technical differences. Or you could say no. Yibam and Kiddushin are mamash opposites, and these two differences just accentuate to us, or megala to us, how different they really are. Fine, we have the Shol B'Ma'arik. The Shol and the Ma'arik said, Yibam is not Kiddushin, they're not the same at all. And the Ma'arik comes and says, no. The Ma'arik says, of course they are. Yibam and Kiddushin are the same thing. Why? This is not a proof, this is just a Svara. Right? The Ma'arik says, how does it work? What does Yibam do? Yibam makes this woman usher to everyone else. And what does Kiddushin do? It makes this woman usher to everyone else, so they're the same thing. What's the Ma'arik's Raya? It's a very shady Raya, as we'll say in a second, but the Ma'arik's Raya is our Gemara, right? Our Gemara on, or him and Alam, Dalam and Beis, whatever it says, Dalam and Beis, says that we would have compared these two, we would have compared to Yibam and Kiddushin, but there's a small technical difference, Zekuka, that stopped us. But really, they're the same thing, just a small technical difference. Comes the Or Samech, it says, that small technical difference completely uproots the entire Kavachomer, right? We had a Kavachomer. And now we completely uprooted it. Then no, because Yavam is a kuka, so you can't compare the two. They're so different, you can't compare the two at all. And so it's not a good proof at all. That's had the automatic response of the Ma'arik. And the Ma'arik would respond back, no, I like the Ri. That really is a kuka, it's just a special din that we need. We want them to be lahakim shem shalachiv. But they're really the same thing. There's a few technical differences. That's what the Ma'arik would explain. So again, there's a chazer. Yavam Zekuka Vomenes, according to the Ri, means that we want her to do Bia to uphold the brother's name. According to Rabbi Elazar Mishanza, that they're fundamentally different, that the Kiddushin finish, that the Yibam finishes the Kiddushin of the dead brother. Is Bia Yibam like Bia Kiddushin? According to the Ma'arik, no, they're not the same at all. According to the Ma'arik, yes, they're exactly the same. And his proof is our Gemara that we only reject it based on a tiny little pircha. Comes to Rosemeh and says, no, it's a huge pircha, it completely uproots the entire thing. And the Ma'arik answer is, to the Ultimech, no, it's actually just a small difference. Fine. Then we asked, the star of Padilla, right? Now, this is a very long, complicated sugya, and that is that Rashi... So Rashi, so we tried to learn out star from Kesef, and we said, what's like, but Kesef can be podemizer hekdesh with the sheni, and true, and star can't. If you say I want to transfer my hekdesh with the ma'aser sheni, which you have to eat in your shrine, you want to transfer that kedusha to a star, we know that doesn't work. So we said that you cannot learn star from Kesef. That if Kesef works, so star should work. You can't make that kabbalah. Okay, so. So Rashi, how does Rashi understand that rejection? Rashi says, Shtar is Chayvus. What does it mean that you could be poured that true Hekdesh with the Ma'aser Sheni?
Oh, that's good.